Well, I'll be switched them.
Yeah? Yeah, what's the matter?
Look who did up in front of the store. It's that there Spanish feller.
The Spanish feller?
Yes.
The feller that got away with that code message?
Yes, sir.
Well, danged if it ain't. Come on, let's...
No, wait a second. We'd better get a hold of Sheriff Plum.
Yes, sir, just a second. We'll be right out.
Now, listen, Ip. You call the town hall and tell him he's here while I drive...
Well, tell him Sheriff Plum's here?
No. Call Sheriff Plum. Call Sheriff Plum and tell him where he is.
Where is he?
I just told you. At the town hall. The town hall.
Well, if Sheriff Plum's at the town hall, he knows it without me telling him, don't he?
Oh, I mean the Spanish fella.
Call the Spanish fella, all right.
Mister.
Shut up, dang you. I don't mean tell Sheriff Plum where he is. I mean the Spanish fella.
But the Spanish fella ain't at the town hall.
I know it. The Spanish fella.
You mean tell the Spanish fella that Sheriff Plum's at the town hall?
No, I don't. I mean the...
Oh, you don't know what you mean. Call him yourself. Just call him yourself.
I can't call him, I tell you. I want to dump the dirt out of this box that belongs to the Spanish fella.
Dump the dirt out of the box?
Yes.
What for?
Because it might be a clue. Now, go ahead. Phone the town hall.
Oh, just a minute, mister. We'll be there.
Oh, we incarnation that hammer.
Just over there in the wall. What's the number of the town hall?
Coin Center 100.
You darn fool, that's the number of the fire department.
It's all the same number. Go ahead and phone. That's for Sheriff Plum.
Now, keep your dad darn shirt on. I get central here. Hello? Coin Center 100.
Tell him we got a red hot tip.
Hello? This is the Coin Center General Store Service Station. Yeah. Say, we got a red hot, just a second. What'd you say we had, Zeb?
Yes, be right there, mister.
I said, clue, a red hot clue.
Hello? We got a red hot clue. Said clue. No, not flu. What, say? No, I didn't say we got...
Never mind. Just tell him to get over here right away.
Hello? Say, you better get over here right away. Yeah. All right.
Oh,
here
I am in a hurry.
Howdy, Mr. Marino. We'll be right out. We're coming.
You betcha. Want some gas?
No, senor. I am looking.
I ain't seen you around here much late, Mr. Marino. You been away somewheres?
I have been ill. I caught a bad cold. Almost I took pneumonia.
Pneumonia, huh?
Hmm.
How many bottles of ammonia do you have to take to bust up a cold?
Oh, no. I say pneumonia. It is in the chest.
Sure, but don't come in bottles. It comes in chests.
Pneumonia, senor. It is a sickness. It is...
Well, if you're sick, then I got just a thing for you. Old Doc Simmons syrup cinnamon. It fix you right up quick.
Oh, but I am convalescent now.
Well, that's all right. This stuff will cure a case of convalescence inside of 24 hours.
That's a fact, Mr. Marino. Why, do you know once when Captain Pinkerton...
What I mean to say is I am much better now. I cough much easier.
Yeah, you just take some of this syrup cinnamon and you will cough without no trouble at all.
Yes, sirree.
But my own doctor has already prescribed for me. He has given me some pills for my nerve and some tablets for my throat.
Yes, but how will them pills and tablets know how to get to your nerves and throat and inside of you? Now, you take some of this...
Senor, you are very kind to suggest it, but I do not need the medicine. My cold is almost gone. What I am looking for...
Well, how'd you come to catch cold anyway?
I was rowing. Rowing in a boat on the lake up in Ortega Canyon.
You was rowing on the lake up there?
Why, yes, senor, why?
Nothing, I was just sort of wondering why you'd go rowing on the lake.
Why was I rowing on the lake?
Yes.
Why was I rowing on the lake?
Yes.
Oh, you see, senor, I am an artist. I was sketching.
Catching what?
Catching cold.
No, not the cold. I was sketching.
Catching fish?
I was not.
Well,
I was...
Then what was you doing?
Please, if you will listen, I will tell you. I told you I am an artist. The landscape is very beautiful up in Ortega Canyon. I was painting the great naked rocks.
Oh, there ain't no rocks in the lake.
I mean around the lake. I was sketching the bears.
Sketching bears? Why, Dad, ding it.
Yes, hold on there, young feller. Maybe me and Eb look dumb, but you can't slip anything like that over on us, catching bears.
Well, I did not say I was catching bears.
You did? Yes, you
did. No, I was drawing. I was on the lake drawing the water.
Drawing the water, huh? You went clear up to Ortega Lake just to draw a bucket full of water, huh?
But I was not drawing the water.
Oh, you wasn't, huh? By cracky, you tripped yourself up that time, young feller. Because just a second ago, you said you was.
No, I only said...
That'll do. I know what you said. You've been talking like a crazy man.
You're right, Dad.
Yes, first you're painting rocks, then you're catching bears. And now you went up to get the bucket of water.
But that is not so. I was up there making the little sketch, drawing the little pictures.
Drawing little pictures?
See, that is the way I always work. Even when I paint the portrait, I make the little picture first, and then I'll enlarge it to the natural size.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, I got a little picture. You reckon you can enlarge that to a natural size?
Oh, see, of course, that would be easy. What is the picture you want enlarged to the natural size, senor? A picture of yourself?
No. It's a picture of Niagara Falls.
Well, senor, I think that would be what you call too big a job for me. I am a great admirer of your Niagara Falls, though. It is a wonderful thing, a magnificent thing. All that rushing, swirling, foaming water plunging over those great falls.
Yeah. What's to stop it?
But it would be difficult to paint. You see, I am mostly a portrait painter. I paint people.
Oh, I see. I get you now. You're a sort of tattoo artist.
Oh, no.
You know, Mr. Marino, there's a tattooed fella over in Squidville. He got pictures all over himself. He used to have a job in the sideshow, but he lost it.
He's lost it?
Yep. Nowadays, people want talking pictures.
Well, that is all very interesting.
Sure.
But what I have come for is my box.
Well, what box you mean, Mr. Marino?
The box that I gave to Mr. Hector Smith to take to the express office for me.
What makes you think we got your dad there in box?
Well, I do not know that you have it, senor. But I asked the man where Mr. Smith used to work, and he tell me that perhaps Mr. Smith left the box with you. At any rate, I do know that the box was not sent at the express office.
Well, Mr. Marino, we wouldn't lie to you, me and Eb. We have got your box. But you got something ourn, too.
I?
Yes, sir.
I have something that belongs to you.
You're daring tootin', you
have. Yes, sirree.
You got that there code message we showed you. And we want it back.
The code message?
You bet your life.
Oh, the code message.
Yeah.
I had forgotten all about it. See, I have it. I found it in the floor of my car. I have it right here in my pocket.
Yeah? Well, then just hand it back.
Oh, of course, senor. Here it is. I am sorry if I have inconvenienced you by keeping it. Now, if I may have my box,
Well, now, just a second. What's in that box?
I do not see, senor, what difference that makes to you.
Well, it might make a lot of difference.
I do not understand what you mean. But if you insist on knowing, there is nothing but earth in the box.
Yeah? Well, we already know that. And what's the earth for?
Yes, and what's it got to do with Professor Thistlewaite?
Professor Thistlewaite?
That's what I said.
I do not know what you're talking about. Give me my box. I am in a hurry.
Now, hold on there, young fella. Just a minute. Here's the box right here. But before I give it to you, you're going to answer some questions.
Questions?
Yes.
Questions?
Yes.
What questions?
Well, what become of Professor Thistlewaite and Hector Smith? What'd you do with them?
I tell you, I do not understand what you're talking about. The man must be mad.
Yeah, and we're going to get a darn sight matter in a minute, too.
You bet your life we are. You tell a darn fishy story, young fella, about what you were doing up there in Ortega Canyon. We want to know the truth now.
The truth?
Yes, sir.
The truth?
That's what I said.
Oh, I have no time for all this nonsense. Give me my box. Give me.
Look out there now. Let loose of that.
Give it to me.
Never mind.
Say, give it.
Oh, look out. Grab him, Ed. Grab it, I tell you.
I
grab
got him.
Give me that.
I got him. Come here.
He's going to get out.
Where's that? What's that earth for?
I won't tell you. Let me go. You are friends.
Yeah, hang on to him, hang on to him. Sheriff Rubble will make himself come.
Keep his arm, Fred. Let me go.
I'll shoot.
Get him rope.
Get out of here.
Hey, what's the matter? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, stop him. Stop that fella.
Look out, oh, look out.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you dastard fools. There ain't no fire. Stop it.
He got away.
Yeah, you let that Spanish fella get away.
Yeah. Hey, don't Spanish. There ain't no fire. Say, what's the big idea living for him for the fire department?
Oh, gosh. Did I call for the fire department? I meant to ask for Sheriff Plum.